Let us worship God and sing to his praise from Psalm number 80 at the beginning of the psalm, verses 1 to 7. Hear, Israel's shepherd, like a flock thou that dost Joseph guide. Shine forth, O thou that dost between the cherubims abide, in Ephraim's and Benjamin's and in Manasseh's sight. O come for our salvation, stir up thy strength and might. Turn us again, O Lord our God, and upon us vouchsafe, to make thy countenance to shine, and so we shall be safe. O Lord of hosts, almighty God, how long shall kindle be thy wrath against the prayer made by thine own folk to thee? And so on, Psalm number 80, verses 1 to verse 7, hear Israel's shepherd. Let us stand to pray. Eternal and most holy God, we pray that we would worship thee today in spirit and in truth. that our desire would be that thou would be known amongst us, and by thy Spirit that we would all be indwelt, so that we would be quickened to worship thee aright. O Lord, we ought to tremble as we come into thy presence, realizing and recognizing the great gulf that naturally is between us and thee. Thou art holy, thou art the thrice holy God. Thou art the one in whose presence even the angels veil their faces. O blessed one, how then it ought to become us to be on the knees of our souls before thee, so that in coming as we are now, whether in spoken or in silent prayer, that we would realize in whose presence we are and what it is that we are about. We thank thee, most holy God, that thou hast looked upon thy people in mercy and not in wrath, and that thou art willing to save to the uttermost all who will come to thee in Christ. And we bless thee, most holy God, that in sending thy beloved Son into this world to seek and to save the lost, that he will accomplish what he came to do, and that not one of those whom the Father has given him will be other than saved and to be with him one day in eternity. And as we consider, O Lord, some known to us who have gone to be with thyself, we thank thee that thy people have that hope, that the day will come when they also will be together with the Lord. And what a glorious hope that is for thy people as they struggle through this sin of time, aware of sin all around them, but also aware of sin in their own hearts. O Lord, how thy people long for the day when all that will be left behind. And so we pray, most holy God, this morning, that we would be truly united in that desire to honour thee, to know for ourselves with full assurance that we are thy people. We pray, most holy God, that thou would forgive us every sin that is with us. There are so many sins in our lives, most of them hidden from those around us, but none of them hidden from thee. And so we pray that we would indeed be enabled to realize today the enormity of our sin, but at the same time to see the wonder of the sacrifice that satisfied thy divine justice when Christ gave himself in the Roman stead of his people, and he was able to say as none other, "It is finished." For he completed the work that was given him to do. And so even in this very gathering today, there are those who have that assurance that they have been saved, that they have been made new creatures in Christ, that they are born again of the Spirit of God. This is indeed the doing of the Lord, and ever wondrous in our eyes. We do thank thee, most holy God, that we then have the opportunity to gather here today. We thank thee for the regular visitors. We thank thee for the visitors amongst us. And we pray that together that we would indeed know what it is to have met with thyself, that we'll be able to say today that we met with the Lord and that it was good for us to be here, to be able to say that this was none other than the house of God. Forbid, O Lord, then that we would come except in true solemnity and with true humility, realizing the privileges that are ours, but also responsibilities. We do thank thee then, most holy God, that in this gathering today there are those who can say that they know that their Redeemer liveth, those who can say that they're being brought out of the fearful pit and the mighty clay, and that those who can say that they look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. We pray, most holy one, then, that thou would accept our thanks for all that thou hast done for us. O Lord God, we truly need thy Spirit today to see these things. For although we may be here today and can say that once we were blind but now we see, it is still only through a glass darkly that we see and not as we will one day see. We pray that thou would remember and then hear together, each and every one, remember us as individuals most of all. We need thy Spirit, O Lord, each and every one of us. We pray that thou would do that holy work in each and every one of our lives, that we would be conformed more and more to the image of Christ, that others would note that we are different from the world around us, indeed that others would see that we have been with Jesus. We pray then, most holy God, that thou would bring home to us anew this day, that we are indeed the most blessed of people, to have thy holy word in the way that we have it before us, to be able to sing thy praises as well. And we thank thee that thou hast preserved that word for us, and that we need not have any qualms as we read it, and as we sing it, but that it is indeed the word of life. We pray that thou would remember those who do not remember themselves. Sadly, O Lord, in our families there are those who are still strangers to thy grace, who see no beauty in Christ to desire him. But, O, we thank thee, Lord God, that thou art plucking as brands from the burning those who were once blind but now have been brought to that newness of life. We pray that thou would especially remember any who cannot be with us today because of lawful duty or because of old age and infirmity. We thank thee, most holy God, that thou art able to draw near to them where they are. We pray that thou would remember especially the congregation as we look to a time of sitting at the Lord's table together at our communion season. And we pray that thou would prepare us in these coming days to particularly prepare ourselves for coming and to consider all that we are and what we are not, but to remember most of all what Christ is and who he is and what he has done for us. And if there be amongst us those, O Lord God, who tremble at the thought of sitting at the Lord's table, maybe having sat many times before, but feel their own unworthiness today, that they would realize that there is one who knows their frame and nothing is hid from him, from his all-seeing eye. And we pray that we would indeed examine ourselves, but then that we would eat, that we would partake at the table if we are indeed thine own. We ask, Lord, that thou would also remember any who may not as yet have taken that step in faith. And if there be amongst us today, that thou would convict and convert them to bring them to the place where they would realize their need to cast their cares and burdens upon the Lord. We ask now that thou would continue with us together, keep the enemy of our soul at bay, and help us, O Lord, to be focused on worship, worshiping thee, the living and the true God, that would be our chief end in this world, for that is what thy word teaches. Hear our prayers, spoken and silent, and pardon sin, for Christ's sake. Amen. We'll sing again to God's praise, this time in Psalm number 85. Psalm number 85. And from verse 6, Psalm 85, from verse 6. That in thee may thy people joy, wilt thou not us revive? Show us thy mercy, Lord, to us to thy salvation give. I'll hear what God the Lord will speak. To his folk he'll speak peace and to his saints, but let them not return to foolishness. Singing to the end of the psalm, these five stanzas, Psalm 85 from verse 6, that in thee may thy people joy.
Amen.
Would you turn now to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews. And chapter 1, we'll read chapter 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding in all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we shall let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honour, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Amen. May the Lord bless to us that reading of his own holy and inspired word. Let us sing again to God's praise, this time in Psalm number 9 and at verse 15 to the end of the psalm. Psalm number 9 and at verse 15. The heathen are sunk in the pit which they themselves prepared, and in the net which they have hid their own feet fast are snared. The Lord is by the judgment known which he himself hath wrought. The sinner's hands to make the snares wherewith themselves are caught. They who are wicked into hell each one shall turn be, and all the nations that forget to seek the Lord most high. To the end of the psalm, Psalm 9 from 15, the heathen are sunk in the pit.